is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Constellation Field in Sugar Land, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 804 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. We got a lot of calls. Everybody wants to talk about the Rockets. Let's get Mike in here. Mike, what's going on? No, Mike? Mike's not talking.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about last night's game. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No.
And done.
That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
Just call back, Mike.
We'll get
you back.
Let's get Manny in here. Manny's next on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Manny?
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. That's a good song, man. Yep. I appreciate you rejoining like that. Hey, listen, you know, I have a reputation as far as how I view the Rockets, how I felt about them in the past. But I'm going to be honest with you, man. Congratulations to Daryl Morey for constructing a roster that got you 65 wins, the best record in the NBA. Congratulations to Daryl Morey for finding guys who fit around James Harden. Congratulations to James Harden winning the MVP. Had a terrific season, but it's over. I mean, it's over. It's over, and the main reason it's over is because, like previous tweeter said, Eric Gordon's a shell of himself. Trevor Ariza's been inconsistent throughout the playoffs. You don't really know what Luke could bring to the table in the playoffs because he was injured in the first series, and we really hadn't seen a lot of him. You know, and when D'Antoni inserted Ryan Anderson and Nene into the game last night, that kind of let me know that he was already at the point of desperation. And it's not D'Antoni's fault. It's not Harden's fault. It's not Chris Paul's fault. It's not these guys being inconsistent in the playoffs like Gordon and Rhea. It's not their fault. This is the Warriors. This is just a team that is not going to lose because they've decided to flip the switch from the regular season, even though they were the 2 seed. And they just the talent level on that team and the level of coaching with the Warriors, this is just something that you just got to tip your hat. Hey, they're better than us. No big deal. Just don't quit. That's all I ask. Just don't quit. Make it a fight. Try to get you a game or two in the series. And the Rockets had a great season. And let's see what they do in the offseason because this series is over. It's over.
Well, Manny is done with this season.
Well, tonight is the NBA draft lottery. We got that to look forward to.
No, there's nothing for the Rockets in that.
Well, but
they don't have any picks.
Well, then there's a...
I'm not going to just say
the number one seed doesn't get a...
No, they don't get a... And they trade away their first rounders anyways. I think they're all traded away for the next 7 years. But I'm not going to just... I don't think the series is over. You know what's funny is if the Rockets win the next game by 7, people are going to be like, oh, I tell you what. I mean, the Warriors are not invincible. They're not invincible. Games can switch so quickly. It's just that it gave you your battle, how uphill it's going to be, was put right in your face yesterday because you didn't play poorly and you still got whipped at home. It just lets you know that, yeah, what you just did wasn't good enough. You can do whatever you want offensively with James scoring 40 and all that stuff, but guess what? If you don't beat the Warriors up, you can't beat them. You can't out-warrior the Warriors. You're not going to out-shoot
them. It's over, Johnny. It's over.
It's not over, Johnny. It's not over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
It's not over, Johnny. He just loves the Johnny part, too.
I know. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's face it, it's the Warriors, and they are. I mean, I just thought there might have been a chance that this team could, you know, show that at home they could, you know, be with the best team. But let's face it, that team is so freaking good.
It's going to take more than you did yesterday.
somebody else added, you know, you mentioned Jordan, the Dirk Nowitzki fade, the one step, the one-footed fadeaway, that's unstoppable. Kevin Durant's fadeaway is unstoppable. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know, that's that, the dream shake. Those are just unstoppable shots. And when Kevin Durant is done, it just and
you got to keep crowding him, though. You got to just keep. You know, he's had plenty of games where he's missed and not played
what
as well.
What game was that?
Well, I can show you some games.
Yeah.
Here, I'll just go prove it to you.
No.
Because I know it feels like Kevin Durant never misses, but he misses too.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't. He never misses. Kevin Durant has never missed a shot in his life.
What nickname's better, Durantula or Slim Reaper?
I like the Slim Reaper.
I like Slim Reaper, and he doesn't like it. He refuses to be called it. Slim Reaper is one of the tightest nicknames of all time, frankly.
Yeah.
The Slim Reaper?
What about?
And he likes.
What about Chongo? What if we named him Chongo?
You know what? If you name Chongo, somebody would go, racist sports talk host called Kevin Durant Chongo. For some reason, it's probably racist. Like, no, it's just a made-up nickname from.
You're
trying to get my son to say he wouldn't want a nickname. Like, it's still probably racist. No, it's just a.
Well,
it's just
coming
Chongo.
From John, so yeah.
why coming from John,
see,
so yeah?
Chongo.
Chongo is the best.
Chongo's
name
the name
ever.
Of a song from Ozo Motley, which is what first put it on my. Let me just see if Kevin Durant's missed.
He's never missed a shot. Okay, see. So stop already. It's ridiculous. Kevin Durant would never miss a shot.
In a regular season, he averaged 26.4. He must have missed.
No, he didn't miss. That's he just
didn't
took,
he?
No. No, he just took 13 shots a game. That's it. And if one free throw. That's it.
He's missed before.
And he's never missed in his life, dude. Hey, how about the Astros scoring another run?
Don't even have to talk about them.
What a freaking night. The Astros scored a run. Woohoo! George Springer was back in the lineup. I see. Over the since 2014 or whatever, since he hit leadoff, they won 181 and they lost two games. Back in the leadoff spot. Woo! Well, now they lost three because they scored one run again. Jake Mariznick back out there with, you know, just another. Or was Fisher out there? I don't care. Here's the deal: is how many freaking times can you score one or zero runs?
It's unbelievable.
It
frankly.
Is unbelievable
for a team that's as talented offensively. You would just think a two-run home run, you know, and you'd be on to the next, you know, like, well, we're not on a one or a zero. It really is truly unbelievable how many games they've scored one or none.
Yeah.
It really truly is.
It's because of the bottom of that order. You have to get some production.
Yep.
I know Gattis hit two home runs, so he's back. It's, you know what, it's it. Gattis is back. So, you know.
You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. No, you're fine. Listen, you're fourth in the league in scoring. Shut up, John. You're fourth in the league in scoring. So that it doesn't matter that you score one run at half of your games. That doesn't matter. You know what? Just keep running the same thing out there.
What are you bitching about? The Astros are in first place.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. That's right.
Wait a minute. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
They're not anymore.
It was a setup.
Because
it was a Dell setup.
They just lost.
It was a Dell setup.
They just lost to the first place team, Lance Berkman. Okay, they're not in first place. Is it okay to
pitch
now?
They're not winning anymore, Lance Berkman.
That's it. They're done winning.
And the greatest thing about it, all the Angels wear their hats tipped to the side, too, and it doesn't seem to matter.
Oh, yeah? No, yeah. It matters to everybody.
It doesn't seem to matter to the Angels.
Did McCullers hit every Angel? Because if he didn't, then he's not American.
Well, or he's just
he's not
a baseball player.
Guy.
No.
He's not baseball
what
guy.
What do you think about this? Soob says, can't get through, but I was going to call and say, you're going to have to be unconventional against Golden State Warriors and your bench. And I don't know that this is unconventional. It's just a fact. Your bench has to produce 10 missed layups, 6 missed free throws, 4 more turnovers. That ain't beating anybody. I thought the strength is supposed to be the Rockets' bench over the Warriors' bench. I thought that was supposed to be a big check mark.
No, that was not a check mark.
Wasn't it?
No way, shape, or form.
Wasn't it?
Looney and
what
Nick Young.
What does Looney do? Nothing. And Looney. Nick Young is just a guy.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
Well,
he knocked down shots.
Yeah.
Their bench was better.
The Rockets eventually, in the first half, the Warriors' bench was much better. The Rockets eventually outscored them by a grand total of 1 point over the entire game. So, congratulations to them.
Yeah. So, congratulations. And congratulations to me for giving the VIN.com. Give me the VIN.com.
Congratulations, John.
But congratulations to me. Because John Clay Wolf, well, that commercial, I think, is just a tad offensive, you know, what with Jesus speaking for him. I don't know. But here's the deal. John Clay Wolf isn't going to offend you with the price that he offers you for his car, for your car. All you got to do is go to givemethevin.com, and within minutes, literally minutes, John Clay Wolf is going to come back at you with an offer that you probably can't refuse. I'm seeing everybody now is saying, well, we'll buy your car. Don't worry. You don't have to buy anything from us. Whatever. Just go ahead. Go to CarMax and see what they're going to offer you. Because John Clay Wolf says if he can't beat their offer, if he cannot beat the offer that CarMax, you have a legitimate offer from CarMax, he's going to send you $100. How about that? And he says, oh, I've had to do that a couple times. Yeah, every once in a while I'll have to send you a check. But for the most part, are you kidding me? So go find out what your car is worth, and then go givemethevin.com. And I'm going to tell you, John Clay Wolf's going to give you a better price. And that's silly. And then you say, well, I'm going to buy it from the dealership. Well, don't worry. He'll go through your dealership and buy the car through your dealership. That's what he do. So all you have to do is go to givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com. When I'm alone, I'd rather be with you.
Okay. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Constellation Field in Sugar Land, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, live from Constellation Field. Eaters in action. They won 14-1. At least one of our teams won. Astros lose, Rockets lose, but the Skeeters won. The Skeeters kicked some ass last night. Hopefully they got some runs left. Did they score one run? No, they scored 14.
That's a lot more than one. Sometimes the Astros do that too. They just don't score that much.
Yeah, right. They'll score 12.
4, 5, and 6 is not really in their wheelhouse.
Not really. Not really so much.
I'll take some 4s. With your starting pitching, 4 is enough.
4s are enough. No. 4s are nice. It sure would be nice to score a 4 every once in a while. But instead, it's either 1 or 0 or 13.
Or 10.
Yeah.
10's another one of their favorites.
713-780-3776.
Hey, you know who's coming up at 9 o'clock? We got an expert on sports gambling and the law. A major story that broke yesterday when we were on the air. And then ESPN, Fox Sports 1, CNN, like everyone covered it. It's really a huge, huge story. So the Supreme Court, that's the highest. It is what it is now. They've ruled 7-2 in favor of allowing states the right to determine whether or not they want to allow sports gambling. And this is on college and pro sports. Obviously, to do so, you would have to set up shops that are, you know, that are going to take these wagers. You have to have each state say yes. If I'm in the state of Texas, which I am, I don't see much hope for you. And here's why. Now, we'll see if this somehow helps online poker or FanDuel. I would imagine that the FanDuels and things like that might be allowed to go now, but they may pull up short of allowing you to make sports wagers. And here's why. There's no way Tillman Fertitta is going to just say, yeah, let's do it. And there's no way he's not going to be given money to lobby to say, no way, Texas. He's going to fight super hard. The Cushada in Louisiana is going to fight super hard. Everybody in Las Vegas is going to fight super hard. They will pump their money and prime the pockets of whoever they need to, because do you think you want Texas money leaving Las Vegas or leaving Louisiana? This is we're the hub of, I mean, I don't know what percentage of Vegas is funded by Texas money, but I know it's probably the biggest state other than California.
California
is probably one, Texas is two. I bet you there might be more per capita whales from Texas going over to California. You get mass action from California, and you get some whales. I think Texas has plenty of whales who go there. Same thing for the Golden Nugget and the Cachada and whatever other places are in Louisiana. They would get they would really take a big hit if Texas now opened up not only sports gambling, but if you did that, you might as well open up casino gambling, right? Now, Tillman would own that, and he's in Galveston. He's ready to set up shop in Galveston, right? You would think. But I don't know that he wants three locations to where they're all bleeding off of each other. Like, I don't know that it makes sense to have a Louisiana spot if he's going to have Galveston.
Well, here's the deal. We were talking about it a lot last night, is it is going to be a boon. If it happens in Louisiana and Oklahoma, we talked about the Windstar, which is just north of Dallas. And if it happens in Louisiana and Lake Charles, you want to talk about big events. You don't have to fly to Vegas anymore. You can drive to Lake Charles to go to the tournament, the NCAA tournament, and bet on it. To bet on the Super Bowl or the playoffs or whatever. Whatever it is, the college football playoffs. Whatever it is, you don't have to fly to Vegas anymore. Be a boon for Lake Charles. Tillman's got a lot of money in Lake Charles. I don't think anytime soon. He wants to get that. He's got to get that money back before he wants Texas to open it up. Now, as long as there's not casino gambling, Lake Charles is going to be fine, because you're still going to go there and you want to spend the weekend and you're going to want to play your blackjack and whatnot. If you opened up just betting parlors here at racetracks or in Galveston or whatever for sports betting, then it would still, Lake Charles wouldn't die. So, and guess what? Tillman can own it here still too. I mean, you're right. He's ready in Galveston.
So when you go to Prime, based on the amount of space they have, could you not see them converting part of that into a sports book?
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me? I mean, they've got 20, they have tables they don't use.
Good luck getting that license. That's going to be,
the politics of it all that's what I'm saying. Texas is a, ironically, it is the oil field of potential gambling money. And no one wants to, in Vegas and Louisiana have their, you know, they've been drilling here for years and years, and they don't want to give that up for Texas to own it itself.
Right.
It's a lot like in Nigeria, probably, where they have their own oil, and everyone comes in and says, hey, let us have some. You guys just keep here. Just sell us the land. We'll give you a little piece of this. I watched a documentary with that. And finally they're like, why don't we keep this money?
Right.
What are we doing here? And then the richest people in Nigeria is like, no, because they're the ones getting paid off for this. Like, let's just keep letting the other people do it. We're fine.
There's absolutely no chance that anyone but Tillman or big money guys
they
are going to be able
this.
To control to open up any kind of sports betting.
Now the question is, can they control the legislature? Can they control the language? And trust me, people who give big donations, like, this isn't new on the federal or local level. If you give a lot of donation money, if you donate a lot to politicians, they tend to do what you want.
Yep.
And he is going to, this is a shoe that's off. That's right, Raheel. And they are going to, and Tillman, I mean, you know, whether you like it or not, he's going to try to.
Why was your shoe on his chair?
Yeah, just savage. That's all. So there's really no other.
Your shoe was thinking, on his chair.
Yeah, I just wanted to save a spot for him, so no one took it.
Well, so you were saving? Oh, you're saving?
Yeah, like in church, you put the
hymnal.
There's
no one else here.
You put the hymnal here, and you say, "This is Raheel's spot." Like, if you want to come to church with me this week, Raheel, we can hook it up. There's some songs that you'll like.
I think you should.
So anyway, I don't see. I mean, Tillman's going to protect his business interests. It doesn't make him a bad guy. It makes him a businessman. And he's going to protect his business interests. And I know a lot of people are going to say, "What? He's ready to roll in Galveston, just do it." You brought up the point. He's still paying for Louisiana. There's still plenty of... Now, if you could open a sports shop in Texas only and no casinos, why not do that?
Well, that's what the only thing that
will
happen. I
want Prime to get sports
casino
gambling.
Casino gambling ain't happening here. And neither is sports gambling. Neither is sports gambling. Because... And here's the deal.
Could it affect us with FanDuel? Is FanDuel coming back, maybe?
Yeah, FanDuel will come back.
Why?
Well...
They still have to okay it. The state does.
But it'll be.
I swear to God, if this state keeps FanDuel out and they say, and every other state has it, but Texas is a bunch of wusses.
FanDuel still does. It's still here.
No, FanDuel's not. It's DraftKings.
Oh, DraftKings.
FanDuel's like, we're worried about getting sued.
DraftKings isn't. DraftKings says screw you.
Yeah, but I got money in FanDuel.
Oh. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. David is still on hold. Let's get him in here. Hey, David.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
You hear me?
Yep.
Hey, guys. Love the show. You guys crack me up every morning. Hey, real quick question about yesterday's game. Do you think that the new Rockets, the guys that they brought in this year, that the game was made for them, the moment was too big for them to play their normal game? Like Bob Mute, you know, of course he's been rusty, hadn't had his, you know, hadn't been in the lineup because he's been injured and stuff, but like maybe this was too big for them. And of course for Golden State, it's not too big for them. What do you guys think?
I didn't think the moment was too big for the Rockets. I mean,
I didn't either.
You know what?
Actually, you know what
we've been talking about all this time? The playoffs? You know what? They're not playing all that great. And if they play like this against Golden State, they're not going to win. You know what they did? They played like they've been playing in the postseason, and it wasn't good enough to beat Golden State.
Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson have not lived up to what they did last year. I mean, Eric Gordon hit some open threes. There were some signs that okay, but I mean, plus minus wise, he gave the ball away four times with turnovers. He didn't shoot lights out, and this is Nene is never going to be a good matchup in this series. He just got you a couple minutes the other game. Trevor Ariza staying out of foul trouble would help. That wouldn't hurt. But in terms of the guys that you're talking about, I didn't think it was too big for PJ Tucker. I mean, you got beat by the better team yesterday.
That's all.
I didn't think you played terrible. I'm interested to hear what Raheel has to say in 30 minutes when he'll finally come on.
Yep.
because I just thought you got beat by the better team.
713-780-3776.
That doesn't mean you can't beat them.
No, you can't.
You just have to play at an elevated level. Like, you're not going to be able to play. You can't have a complete quarter where you fall asleep. You just can't. And you can't give up easy baskets. They have to work for everything. They had busts on defense where they were double guarding, and they had open three looks for Klay Thompson twice and Nick Young once. You can't give them open three looks, wide open threes.
713-780-3776, 830 on ESPN 97.5, live from Constellation Field. Come on in, 713-780-3776.
All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a Rasta. When we call up on them, you show up, man, them the shot toss.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugar Land. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live at Constellation Field. Today, the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs in town for a 7-game series, Lance. Okay, if you missed it yesterday, the 14-1 shellacking, then you can come today at 11 o'clock.
Is there going to be a dust up? Did anyone go a little slow around the bases?
Guess who's throwing out the first pitch?
Who?
Raheel.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. Yes. Yes. Oh, you're not? Why not?
Oh, he can't. It's not 9 o'clock.
No, it's not 9 o'clock, so he can't talk.
He's not allowed to talk.
What a. Okay.
He's a bust.
All right. Stop, Raheel. All right. We're going to get him to throw out the first pitch. That's what we're going to get him to do. I've never heard this name before. Crooked Six. Aren't all sixes crooked? Crooked Six.
What is a name for what?
I don't know. That's a caller.
Oh, okay.
Right here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Crooked Six?
Hello.
How are you?
How y'all doing today?
Good.
Good.
Good. I want to tell you, y'all are real genuine, and I listen to you guys every morning. And what I'm thinking is the Rockets are playing too slow. We had three fast break points compared to Golden State 18. Basketball was meant to be played at a fast pace, not a slow pace in one-on-one basketball. We'll never win like that. Want your comments on it.
I'm a little worried about playing fast against the Warriors. I do think you have to pick and choose your pace. You do need to go get – look, what's the alternative? You want to play for faster shots, or you want to wait until there's 0.3 on the shot clock and heave one up?
Ugh,
and that was bad yesterday.
How many shot clock violations or just happened to force something?
There was at least six.
Yeah, at least. I'm with him. Play fast. Let's go. If they beat you, they beat you. But this standing there and dribble, dribble, dribble till there's no time left on the shot clock, I think is crap. I just hate that basketball. I mean, I've really enjoyed this team this year, but my God, the style of play is just—it's sometimes it's maddening.
Are you in the same camp? Did you hear Charles and especially Shaq just saying,
"This is just terrible to watch."
Like, they are so. Watching the Warriors and the Rockets now, they are really truly, and I'm not. This is not being a homer or anything. That crew is not going to hide their disdain for the Rockets. They don't. They've had beef with Tad Brown before. They don't like
Les
analytics
Alexander.
and yeah, Charles had beef with Les Alexander
and Morey.
Daryl Morey. They don't like analytics. They don't like 3-point shots. They're not going to hide their disdain. They don't like James Harden. They don't like the Rockets. It's I don't know that Kenny is necessary. I think Kenny just kind of calls it like he sees it. Shaq doesn't like him. Charles doesn't like him. That's not going to change. Did you watch Klay Thompson? Like, they were so giddy after the game. Charles is just so excited. Just, I feel this is just terrible. What's terrible, Charles? The Rockets are going to get beaten three. Like, this is just terrible to watch. It's just, I try to tell y'all, they have no chance. It's terrible. It's the worst, terrible basketball. Everyone hates it. No one likes it.
As opposed to Charles dribbling in the low post.
He was the worst to watch. Thanks for reminding me how awful the, oh, my God.
It's just through.
Oh my God, you just reminded me
that
Charles
was
the worst.
Yeah.
When he would dribble it down, turn it up, Andre. Don't turn me down. I don't care if it pops. John just got me pissed off because he reminded me how bad Barkley was with the Rockets. His back downs, that's when Gene Peterson started backing it in, backing it, backing it, backing it, backing it, backing it in, backing it, backing it, backing it. And Charles was like, this is unwatchable basketball the Rockets play. Charles, you were part of the worst generation of Rockets basketball of all time. The worst offense I've ever seen. You were ISO ball. What are you talking about? That's like when Calvin tells people to pass. Or when Rudy used to play defense. What are y'all talking about? You guys never did that either.
There. So there, Charles.
It's like Brock Osweiler, if he becomes a quarterback coach, just saying, come on, get through your progressions. Look down the field. What? Don't tell
Ryan
me anything.
Hoyer, we can't have turnovers.
Play with more mental toughness.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is.
Jose Altuve, Breeze. Where is your plate discipline? You've got to lay off those bad pitches.
It'd be like if Bill O'Brien ever got into the booth, who's like, what's with the time management? You call timeouts here. What? What do you mean?
I got to tell you, between the outbursts on the sideline by this guy and the poor clock management, this is hard to watch. Like Mike Tirico. Who's up there? Is it Tirico now? Yeah. He's just like, no, it's not Tirico anymore. It's
in what?
It's Joe Tessitore. You mean on
the Monday Night Booth.
It's Joe Tessitore.
Tessitore and Jason Witten.
Gross.
With Booger on the sideline.
Texas is back, folks.
That Joe Tessitore.
Why don't you like Tessitore?
I guess he's all right. Who is he again?
That Texas is back.
Texas is back, folks.
Yeah. When did he say that?
After they beat Notre Dame.
That was one of the – I remember thinking the same thing, like, man. And then you saw how terrible Notre Dame was that year and how bad DeShone Kizer ended up being. I was like – and by the end of the year, you realize, what a meaningless game that was early in the season.
Texas is
Oh, the 18-wheeler. What was your quarterback's name, Rahil? The 18-wheeler? Yeah. Tyrone Swoops were like, look out. He's got a Tebow vibe to him. Look at him. Look at him get these touchdowns. It's an 18-wheeler versus Deshaun Kizer, who might be the Heisman Trophy winner. Look at this game he just had against Texas. Then you realize Texas stunk on defense. Deshaun Kizer is basically out of football now. Basically. Now, you really pissed me off with this Charles Barkley thing, because I'd forgotten what an atrocity against humanity
horrible.
He was.
Horrible.
Backtown basketball was terrible.
Dell agrees 100%
terrible.
How genuine we are. And thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. What was his name?
Crooked Six. You don't even remember the man's name. He gave that compliment. Told you were phony.
No, we're not phony. It's just a crazy, crazy name.
Then you remember it, like Chongo.
No. I don't remember. No, Chongo, I remember.
Not like Chongo.
Chongo's a common name in some countries.
No, it's
Chongo
not.
Is like don't. John or Bill.
No, Chonga is common. I don't know about Chongo.
Chongo, but Crooked Chongo. Six, that's a wild name, and I love that guy. And you agree wholeheartedly with him that we are genuine.
Yeah, thanks, Del.
Y'all phony.
Thank you, Del.
Y'all phony.
713-780-3776. Let's talk about our Skeeters right now, Lance. Let's talk about coming out here to the ballpark, and the kids will enjoy this wonderful, wonderful day out at the ballpark, won't they?
This is beautiful. I mean, honestly, I took a picture this morning. It was so good. The park is beautiful, and day games, they've got a variety of day games. They've got a ton of night games. I can tell you this, during night games, the way that the sun sets and the way the direction of the field is, almost the entire stands are shaded by first pitch. So it's a great opportunity for you to get into some cooler weather in the shade. But it's really a great night out. It's really a great afternoon out. And we always talk about with kids and with family. How about you and your boys come out to the game and have some pops? You got the hot dogs going on. You got margaritas going on. You got Thirsty Thursdays. You've got all kinds of different events, and all you have to do is go to SugarlandSkeeters.com, find out which event is going on for which day. But it's a really good opportunity for you and your buddies to go hang out and just spend some time for 2.5-3 hours.
Oh, really? What about the Girl Scouts, Lance? How about a Friday? They have a sleepover.
Too. Go ahead.
A sleepover with fireworks. All right? How about that? What team has a Girl Scout sleepover with fireworks?
Nobody.
Skeeters puzzle giveaway. You want a puzzle? Then you got that. That's all you have to do. Sunday Fun Day, Bark in the Park, sponsored by Natural Paws and Merrick Pet Food. You got it all right now at SugarlandSkeeters.com. Get your tickets at SugarlandSkeeters.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugar Land. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Dell. Raheel joins us at the top of the hour here. And we're at Constellation Field. Your Skeeters going at it today with the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs. And 11 o'clock game, so get on out here and enjoy it. The boys will be broadcasting. Del, did you do the play-by-play last time?
No.
What do you mean, no? Why wouldn't you do the play-by-play of the
game? Because I didn't promise that I would.
That's what the people want.
The people don't care.
The people care about... Are you saying the people don't care about their Skeeters?
No, I'm saying people don't care about me doing the play-by-play for the Skeeters. Yeah. Why would the people want to hear from me?
Yeah. All right. All right. 713-780-3776. Astros lose 2-1. Another one-run performance. Congratulations. Who is it asked here? Why don't they? Daniel Guidry. A big-ass crawfish boil guy, Think the Astros will ever give Kemp a shot at the top of the lineup? Drop Springer to two? He'll see more fastballs with Kemp on base. Just a thought. The answer is no, because there is absolutely no way the Astros can exist if George Springer is not at the top of the lineup. It's the dumbest thought ever.
You guys trying to change a World Series lineup is
no.
silly to me.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, because it's working so well this year.
And nothing to do with Springer. Right. They're just not. Yes, it they're does. Not hitting. They're just not hitting with.
You don't want me to go back
position.
To how many at bats Springer has had with no one on base, do you?
It doesn't matter. They're not hitting with
100
at bats
with no one on base.
Hit with men in scoring position, and we're not even having this conversation.
How about a run producer, a guy who hits for average and on base and with power?
How many runs does he score?
How many bases does he steal? Why is he at the top of the order when there's nobody at the bottom of the order?
The bases stolen thing is not even Jeff
yeah,
Leno.
Wouldn't you like
your guy Jeff Leno doesn't really care as much about stolen bases.
No, that's fine, but zero.
He cares about at bats for good hitters.
Zero,
and that's why he wants George to lead off because he's got pop. They want some power at the top
with nobody on base.
Well, yeah, they don't care. They want him to get more. They want a chance to hit more home runs with a guy who gets more at bats. That's it's
not
that
with
simple.
Guys on base. Okay.
Well, no, they didn't.
So I that's mean, one run as opposed to multiple runs.
Or just hit better 7-8-9 is another.
They but they don't.
They're starting to.
But they're not.
Marvin's hitting better. Gattis is hitting better now.
Yeah. Gattis is now up to 6 because he's hitting better.
But they're not. That's not the reason there. They're just not. When men are in scoring position, they're just not stringing hits together for some reason. And I mean the good players, not the guys back there. They're really good players. You know who I'm talking about, those other guys.
No, those guys back there? You mean those guys back there that were hitting in the 280s last year?
Where are the Astros in home run total?
Down. Way down.
This is like a record season for runs scored and home runs, and the Astros are like not joining a party. Not at least from the home run standpoint.
Where are they in the league in home runs?
I'm going to find out right now.
I'm going to tell you
that. Because it's got to be pretty
middle
low.
Of
what
the
would
pack
you guess?
At best.
You think middle of the pack? Yep. I feel like it's even lower, but maybe not. Let's see.
Well, don't forget Correa's got 7. The Yankees have 4 guys with 10. The Yankees have 4 guys with 10.
That's why I think you're going to – I think it's going to come up a lot lower than you think, but we'll see.
Yeah, so that's –
All right, home runs. Cleveland leads the league with 61. Yeah, Houston's middle pack, 46. League average, 45.
Right there.
Lowest is 31. Miami, followed by Tampa Bay. They barely even play baseball in Florida. They have 35.
That doesn't
San
count.
Diego, 36.
That doesn't count.
Dodgers, 36.
Well, that's why they're bad. The Dodgers are a bad team this year.
Are they really bad? I haven't even paid attention to
them.
Yeah,
they're bad.
61 for Cleveland, 57 for Yankees, 56 for Boston. What do you know?
Yeah, the good teams.
L.A. Angels are fifth. Colorado, what's Colorado doing this year?
They're okay.
56 for them. Angels 56 and Toronto 56. Astros at 46. Maybe hit some more home runs would be good.
You think hitting some more home runs would help? That'd be great. Yeah, the Angels are up there. Angels tied for first and actually percentage points ahead of your Houston Astros. Congratulations. Yeah, Lance Berkman, they're tied for first. So what? They could be better. Score some runs. Score some freaking runs for a change.
Strikeout totals. The Royals, Mariners, Tigers, and Chicago White Sox and Pittsburgh have the fewest strikeouts. So not really finding anything there necessarily that correlates to winning.
713-780-3776. Who wants in? You're more than welcome to get in here on ESPN 97.5. We're going to be talking top of the hour. We're going to have that guy on to talk about the gambling.
Yeah, we've got a guest coming on to talk about Jimmy Shapiro helped us book it. His name is Brett Smiley, and He is going to talk about the regulation of sports betting because the NFL now said, okay, since the Supreme Court has deemed that sports betting is going to be legal, then we want it heavily regulated. And that's fine. That was always going to be the case. I mean, I've always been in favor of, look, you need to legalize this stuff. If you're going to legalize weed across the board, if you're going to this whole, like, but gambling can kill families, like, shut up. Shut up. I'm tired of this dumb double standard.
I'm tired of the NFL. How stupid are they? How stupid is Roger? Roger Goodell cannot handle everything worse than he does. From Ray Rice to Tom Brady to this gambling thing.
What are they doing on gambling?
They're so opposed to it. They've already written they want Congress to regulate it so it doesn't hurt their game. I don't know if you know this, Roger Goodell. Everybody bets on the NFL. And if it is regulated, if it is illegal, you will see, as opposed to all of these gambling websites from all of these bookies that are hidden from anyone, you will see that if there's any anomaly, if there's any abnormality in gambling on a game, then it will pop up and Vegas will take alert. And then you will find out whether or not someone has messed with the integrity of your game. But as long as it's illegal and no one can track it, then you're not going to find out where there are abnormalities. That's the irony of this whole thing is, if it was legal, Roger Goodell, you would have a better chance at finding out. And, oh, by the way, this is not 1927 anymore. Guys make so much money, and there's so much at stake, that they will not throw games anymore. The thought that because now you can legally bet on sports, that now all of a sudden your league is exposed to someone trying to throw games. Maybe a referee,
college,
but you know what?
College is the concern.
College is the concern.
More than pros.
Not the pros. And, oh, by the way, if you can get to a referee, you can get to a referee.
I would disagree with you on something here. I do think that if you offered a running back $150,000, a guy who's year four in the league, who's starting, who is on rookie contract and is a pretty good player, and he fumbles a couple times, a $100,000 payoff would make some sense. Now you got to shovel your money in there
so that you won't play. You're risking going to prison.
I don't think,
not playing anymore.
I mean, a fumble is pretty hard to track.
Yeah, but if you're caught at somehow some way, you're caught with this person.
I don't think it's hard to catch. The Northwestern guy got caught. Mike Lundy, I think his name was, from Northwestern, a running back. He was running in and went, just dropped it like, dude, that's not.
No.
Yee, that's,
you know,
a
what,
little
though? Guys
obvious.
Get caught, but that's college. That's way different.
I
you get caught
pros.
Up with no money in a bad situation. NFL guys?
Well, they go empty. They go empty, too.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And remember, their paychecks only last during the NFL season. I'm with you. I don't really think it's – I do think NFL would be more of a concern than baseball or basketball. But I think where you really have to be concerned, and you've always had to be concerned with this, are officials.
Officials.
I talked to a guy in Vegas.
But that's always, though. And, again, if there's an abnormality, though, Vegas tracks that.
So a guy in Vegas told me back in 94, Jimmy Spatz told me he knew of a referee way back in the day in a Pac-12 who would take some shots on some 15-yard penalty. Like, because, you know, it is kind of a – you can call holds or interferences all
anytime.
The time, but there's nothing you can – how do you track that?
You can't.
You can't track it.
That's the way to get to a game as a referee. All right, but that's still – you can do that now.
No, that's what I know.
I mean
it is. It's true.
Time to talk about Champion Energy and the people over at Champion Energy, which are Houstonians, and they're awesome, and they care. They care about you. They care about giving you the best service. J.D. Power & Associates says it's the best. And you, my friends, are the ones that are going to benefit from the greatness that is Champion Energy. 1560energy.com, 1560energy.com. 281-653-5090. Starting to get hot. You're going to pay more. That's just a fact. In the summer, you're going to pay more. I just paid off my bill, as a matter of fact. It's due on the 15th of every month. It was so low. It's amazing, amazing how much I'm saving with Champion Energy every single month. 281-653-5090, promo code 1560. Jump on board. Climb on, brother.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.